You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. When you walk into a corporate lobby and you see a piece of art, it's likely created by a working artist. Landing jobs like this are not always easy, and the challenges can increase for young adults with disabilities who want to get a foot in the door. Idaho Parents Unlimited is a statewide nonprofit that finds clients like Hewlett-Packard who want a piece of art or a logo and then teams them up with young disabled adults who are learning the skills they need to be professional artists. This program is called Work of Art. The students meet with the client, they find out their goals, they make prototypes, and then they deliver a finished product, and they get paid for their work. Joining us live in studio are Angela Lindig, the director of Idaho Parents Unlimited, Heather Skinner, arts education director with IPOL, and Amy Knack, a teaching artist who works for Work of Art. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So first off, let me start with you, Angela. What is Idaho Parents Unlimited?
Yeah, we're a statewide nonprofit organization that focuses in three areas. We work with families who have children with disabilities from birth to adulthood, and our focus areas are special education, health information, and the arts.
So talk to me about the art part of it, because, Heather, this idea, work of art, sounds pretty phenomenal. So how does that work?
Well, it's a program where we teach students job employment skills through the using the arts as a medium. So the students learn about interviewing and how to write a job application, how to advocate for what they need or collaborate with other people. And then they also learn the basic tenets of art. They learn some design thinking skills, and they learn how to listen to what a client wants when they're commissioning a piece of artwork.
So your students have made things like placemats, they've made chair covers, lobby art, videos. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So maybe you can answer this, Amy. Describe some of the things that they have made in particular for businesses.
Well, HP was one. Mm-hmm. And they had a new slogan that was called Reinvent. And they wanted a piece of art that sort of spoke that theme of reinvent. So we brainstormed with the students. We talked about the word reinvent and what that meant. They did drawings about that. And then we got some old parts from HP, and we repurposed them we used scanner beds, the glass, and painted on the back of them. We took apart printers and scanners and reconfigured them to make the words reinvent, and they're all hanging in their little museum area where customers can come and see the progression of printers. So we just kind of work with what the client wants and brainstorm and work as creative people.
What's it like for your students when they have that finished product? But beyond that, it's in a corporation like Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah, it's
right?
Phenomenal. And we always have a reception. And so the students come and just like an opening of an art gallery, and the employees were there. We have some refreshments, and they get to meet the client and talk a little bit about their procedure. And they're all together now working as a team. But what's really wonderful is you see how they interact with one another and how they relate to each other and outside of the workforce. It was pretty amazing.
Angela, why is it so important to incorporate the arts within your organization?
Well, it's a natural fit. The arts really create amazing outcomes for kids, both in their educational outcomes as well as their health. Just what Amy was saying, the reception in particular is something that kids feel valued.
Right.
They're there. They can see their completed artwork. And it's not just in our Work of Art program, but in our other arts programming as well. The value that kids get from being able to express themselves, being creative, and doing things their way, and then having other people appreciate it, is pretty phenomenal.
So we know. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say the other part of that that's so beautiful is that the clients also see that these kids are very capable, and they're very willing, and they're very employable.
Mm-hmm. And that's a huge key right there, right? That employable part.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think sometimes we forget about that.
Yes. People with disabilities, adults with disabilities, are underemployed, I think, at a rate of 60% to the general population. They have a high rate of food insecurity. So really getting them ready for the workforce, but also getting the workforce ready for them.
And Heather, they get paid for this work.
Yes, they make minimum wage to start, and then we do offer some ongoing internships and apprenticeships where they can continue to stay with the program and also start mentoring other students that are coming in. So the older kids that are 21, 22 can be there and have gone through the program potentially many times and can mentor those 15, 16, 17-year-olds who haven't been there. And they can talk about what it's like for them to live with a disability, which is really helpful for some of those younger kids entering the program who haven't really ever talked about it or don't know how to advocate for themselves.
So we've talked about some of this art being at Hewlett-Packard. You've also worked with the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force and some doctor's offices. So can anybody like hire your team?
Yes, please.
Please. Yes, we're open for business.
Yes. And we've had a wide variety of clients and not just here in Boise. So Heather has created beautiful relationships in Coeur d'Alene with the different clients up there, the VR counselors, and also in St. Anthony, we've expanded to the eastern part of the state as well. Do you want to?
I think we're going on our third year of partnering with the Coeur d'Alene Arts and Culture department, and they have commissioned bags that go into all of the galleries up there, and the students have done printmaking on those bags. So we've had some great collaborations ongoing.
For their monthly art walk.
Yeah, for their art walk.
Oh, how great.
Yeah.
We're talking with Angela Lindig. She is the director of Idaho Parents Unlimited. Heather Skinner, she's the arts education director with IPOL, and Amy Knack, a teaching artist who works with the program Work of Art. So we know that these students, they have disabilities of all types. So do you focus on each kid's, you know, skills and challenges? And maybe, Amy, I mean, since you work hands-on with the Work of Art, I mean, How do you figure out? I mean, I would assume it would be like any typical student,
it
right?
Is.
Like you're good at this, maybe not so great at that.
Right. And oftentimes the youth will just find their own place in there. But we're aware of what their disabilities are. So we make some accommodations in that way. But we really see ourselves as a team rather than as an individual. I mean, not that you lose your individuality in it. But the idea is to collaborate.
I said that collaboration, right?
Collaboration and the sense of community are really important.
So does a student have to be interested in the arts to be a part of the Work of Art program?
They do not. We accept any student who's interested in giving it a shot. A lot of times, though, that is students who do already have a previous interest or talent in the arts.
And what's the ultimate goal of the Work of Art program, Angela?
Well, the ultimate goal is that we are creating employment skills in kids. But as Heather mentioned, too, one of the unintended ultimate goals that we discovered is that we are finding that we're also creating employment readiness skills for employers. And so that they can see that potential and the possibilities in hiring a person with a disability in their organizations.
What's been the feedback from clients?
It's been amazing. I would say starting with HP, that was one of the things that they started to discover, and it changed so much of their practices here at the Boise site. They've done a resource fair now for their employees. They have done disability etiquette training for managers. And so this has really expanded their practices.
Well, even their culture almost.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As far as other feedback, I think one of the most fun things that I remember was with the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force Summit. There was a big aha moment for a lot of the people that were attending to realize, first of all, if they knew who our organization was, they were, why are you here? And then when they realized, oh, this is why you're here, and they were able to put that connection together on those hot pads. So our kids, one student in particular, he spoke to the whole crowd about the project and the statistics of people with disabilities being underemployed, therefore more likely to be in poverty, therefore more likely to deal with food insecurity.
Right.
And so they were able to connect a lot of dots there and realize the importance of employment for people with disabilities.
So if we have someone who has a business and they're listening right now, and maybe they have a project coming up, how do they contact you if they are so inspired by this?
So they can contact us at go to our website, ipulidaho.org. They can contact us by calling or just emailing us, and you'll have that information, I'm sure. It's simply just I'm interested. And as Heather is organizing the projects for the year, we will start to put it all together. She does an amazing job at putting together the clients, the students, our voc rehab counselors, teaching artists, anybody who's going to be involved in the project. And she definitely is trying to herd cats and keep them in boxes, but she does a beautiful job at it. And clients come from all over. And then they can also talk to each other and find out how it worked. So,
Amy, what's it like for you to be a part of this and work with the students one-on-one?
I don't even know if there's a description for it. I think one example I can give is having a parent very reluctant to drop their child off and concerned that maybe they're not going to get along with the other students or maybe their ideas are not going to be communicated. And the next week, when the parent comes, says, you know, Heather couldn't wait to get here. Yes, and to see them, to learn to advocate for themselves, too, is really valuable. So it's just a remarkable program. Everybody wins.
Both the parents and the students will say at the end of it, I didn't know I could do this. I didn't know my child could do this. I didn't know I was capable of doing this. So even just the opportunity for a lot of them, they haven't had either time or access to the arts before. So they're really discovering what their aptitude is. And everyone is always surprised and delighted. They've never once not been able to do it. They can always do it given the opportunity. And one of the other great things is the dialogue opens up in the client's office for those people who maybe haven't disclosed that they have a disability or that they have a child with a disability. Mm-hmm. Once they're interacting and see that it's a disability-friendly environment, then we've noticed that some other people will start having conversations that they wouldn't have had otherwise. So that's another great outcome of the program that we didn't intend at the beginning.
But what a beautiful thing to come from it, honestly. Thank you, all three of you, for coming in today and talking about this. What a phenomenal program.
Thank you.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've been talking with Angela Lindig. She is the director of Idaho Parents Unlimited, Heather Skinner, arts education director with IPOL, and Amy Knack. She's a teaching artist with the program, which is called Work of Art. Thank you again so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.